for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
And they're just holding off on the other post-match interviews at the moment. It is a stand against racism. And Chuck, they are standing together on the Dockland side wing.
Yeah, no, fantastic to see. And again, we continue to be educated in this area. And it's great to see. Even, you know, a losing team, it's a game of football. And they're coming together for a much greater cause, if you like. They're just breaking away now from that Kozer. I had my binoculars on just to see whether or not Brad Scott would actually come out onto the field, and I don't think he has. I think he may well just head straight downstairs.
I reckon Jack Zeeble's about to catch up with Brad Johnson, so let's just see if we can get a piece of that. Thanks very much to Fox Footy as well.
Jack Zeeble, big 24 hours for the football club. How have you handled it as their leader?
Oh, yeah, it's been difficult, but, I mean, we had a job to do today, and after everything that's happened in the last sort of 12 hours, for the boys to come out and play all that, it means something.
What did you say to the playing group?
Not much, to be truthful. It was more about just getting the mindset. I think we're all professionals. This is part of the industry. Just about 2 o'clock today, we had a job to do against the Dogs, and the boys were awesome. And to be honest, mate, that was for Scotty. So,
what about moving forward now with the playing group? You're going to have to be a driving force over, which you have been your whole career, but especially over the next month of football.
Well, that's why we have a job, mate, as leaders. It's our job to get the team and give them the direction we want to go. And today's performance was awesome. But the best thing about footy, mate, is 6 days. We've got Friday night with the Tigers here. So we'll deal with the next 24, 48 hours. But as a club, we'll stay tight, we'll unite, and we'll get through it.
Big step forward in the last quarter. You're challenged and you get the win with a brilliant last 10 minutes of play.
That was good. Good to respond. Probably the theme of the day is responding after being challenged. So it was awesome to get the result. And I'm super proud for the club.
Well, Jack, we always appreciate your time. Well done today.
So, Jack Zeeble there talking to Brad Johnson, and we have seen Brad Scott emerge from the tunnel, Chuck.
Yeah, I've got the binoculars on him, and at the moment he's keeping his emotions in check, but a lot of the players obviously getting to him and embracing him. Quite interestingly, a few of the Indigenous players for the Kangaroos were the first ones to get to him, and now they're all getting around him. Ben Cunnington, who we already heard from thanks to the host broadcaster, a real long embrace with his coach, and he said it, that Brad Scott backed him from the outset. He gets to Ben Brown now. So, look, you never want to see someone who's clearly a passionate man, you know, whether you have your opinions of what type of job he's done. We have it. That's what we do in the media. We said pre-match it has probably, sadly, been a fail, his time at the North Melbourne Football Club. When we say that, a fail as far as they haven't achieved the ultimate. Two preliminary finals, but their last three or four seasons, Kent, have been disappointing. I felt this side of it as a coach in the cricketing world, and it... Gee whiz, right now, I am feeling for Brad Scott, because as you feel, your players, Kent, they become, without over-dramatising, and I know when I left South Australia, some of the boys that I'd nurtured, they are like your sons. They're like an extended family, and Brad Scott will have a heavy heart as he leaves the field.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially over a 10-year tenure, you become that sort of father figure for a lot of the guys, especially the ones that have moved into state and that. So, yeah, there'd be a very emotional scenes down there tonight.
He's waving to the cheer squad now. You can hear some of the roars in the background.
You can't knock the way he's handled it in terms of this, and him even going to the club and saying, look, I always said that I didn't think he was the best man for the job, he'd walk away, and that's what's happened. So it'll be interesting to see the press conference now and whether he deflects questions or waits till tomorrow.
Darren Parkin is downstairs in the Kangaroos room. Dasher, come in, describe the scene to us.
Yeah, a lot of fans down here. A big standing ovation from a large contingent of fans and support staff. It's a pretty significant day. Rhys Shaw, interestingly, was the first one in, sort of fist pumping and high-fiving. The speculation is that he might be coached as of tomorrow, but the boys just gathering. Brad Scott's got his arms around Robbie Tarrant at the moment, who looks a little bit emotional about it. Brad Scott joining up in the huddle with the boys as they're about to sing the song for the third time this year.
Yeah, it hasn't been a pretty year, no doubt about that.
Here we are. Brad Scott just a little emotional, but... And Robbie Tarrant, I think, of all the Kangaroos boys, feeling it the most.
Some weepy eyes in the house, Dash.
Absolutely, and just waiting for a few of the boys to just join in that were sort of straggling down the race. But, yeah, quite an emotional song. We're just waiting for the last couple to make their way across.
Pretty quiet there,
yeah,
Dash. Pretty quiet.
On the, big reaction when they came in, but just waiting on the last couple now.
Brad Scott's in the circle, Dash.
He is.
Maybe subdued. Subdued.
Perhaps. Just seeing what the weight is just at the minute.
So there is a real weight. There's clearly waiting for something. We've now got vision, Dash. So you're there describing it. We've now got vision to look. And they're looking around for... It's like there's someone missing. So is Jack Zeeble there?
Brad just wandered off towards the entrance. Jack is here.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what they're waiting for here.
They're waiting at the moment. And it seems Brad Scott is looking...
He's waiting for someone, isn't
towards,
he? Is he waiting?
Yeah. I wonder if it's family or friends... Kids, don't know.
Whether it's former players, not sure.
Just waiting to see. So the players are...
This is extraordinary. Currently, we want to know who this waiting person is.
It's going to have to be the Pope or someone like that because they are holding it up for absolutely everyone. Brad Scott's the one that's determined to hold it up. And he'll be a little bit furious because it would have all been scripted and scheduled. So... Dash, just describe to us the scene as you can see it. We can see a lot of people obviously milling around and waiting, and you'll have to avail us of this mystery person when
I believe they're actually trying to get Brad's wife through the crowd at the moment.
Just like sort of on the wedding day, you know, and the wife sort of just comes late.
She might have left him at the aisle, has she? And if she is coming down, she's going to want to be post-haste up. Would suggest because
they're saying now she's
just
coming.
Got word she's coming. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
she's just broken through Nando's on Docklands Warrajinji Way, I think, or whatever it's called. It's Goldstein. He's had enough. He just walked away from the huddle.
He's just gone over to have a chat to his boy, I think, Todd Goldstein.
Yeah, he's a father, Todd. Yeah. Got a young family, Todd Goldstein.
This is unusual, isn't it, to have your wife in the circle of what is traditionally. Well, in this form of the game, Kent, very much a male-dominated industry to wait.
She must have been at home. They're waiting for the Uber.
I was going to say, where's she coming from?
Well, it wasn't a big crowd. She's having to work her way through. So unless she was just caught short momentarily and had to dash away. But it's only really for the last match. And you would have thought that if that was the intention of Brad Scott, he would have made it reasonably clear to his wife that maybe she needed to be in the rooms at the time. Because we're now heading towards a couple of minutes, actually, hold up, Dash. What else is going on?
Players are just starting to mingle. They were sort of linking arms. They've now sort of just wandered off into their little groups. Some of their children are sort of wandering around in the huddle at the moment. The supporters are all sort of waiting eagerly for this song.
This is extraordinary. Koza, again, I'll get in trouble for this. I don't want to be disrespectful. You know what? Sing the song, enjoy the boys, and then go to your wife. I'm sorry.
Everyone's
different,
is,
but I'm not sure why we're waiting for, to
be
honest.
Do you know what? If it's something that's been pre-organised, then some failure of communication has happened.
I think we might be in business.
Okay. Huh? Talk to us about it, Dash.
There was
Darren Parkin downstairs, and the Kangaroos are just holding off.
A lot
on
of action might be false alarm.
Okay,
we've lost vision of the room, so Dash, you're just going to have to keep us informed. We're going for a team meeting now. Oh no, that's the start of the game. We've got, gee whiz.
So at the moment, it seems that Brad Scott has been waiting for Mrs. Scott to turn up, and it's probably not the moment he wanted to go out on.
No, I'm not sure how far away she was.
Unless she was watching the Hawks Port Adelaide in Tasmania.
Church on time. This is extraordinary stuff.
I don't really know. And as I said, if the expectation from him is that she is going to be there, then...
Might have been the good old-fashioned goods lifts they have here, which can take quite some time. The service lifts at Marvel Stadium.
How embarrassed is the poor old wife going to be that she's held up? Oh, yes, that was good get by you, Kent Kingsley.
Bronx cheers. Just watching the vision of Brad Scott run past David King.
Well, we wait for the song. We did. Brad Scott did run past David King at three-quarter time, and some choice words that involved the F word and another word that you don't like to use starting with C. That was clear out of the mouth.
I would probably say that David King hasn't been his biggest fan the whole 10 years, so there's probably some angst between the two, and come to a head. It being in his final game, so they're probably more spoken about that during the week.
I think maybe they're waiting for Kingy for the song. Past player.
Oh, I don't know. This is extraordinary.
Yeah, I can't imagine how far away they could possibly have been.
I would have sung it.
I've never seen anything like this. I've got to say, yeah. Sing the song.
Sing the song. Sing a second time if you have to.
Crack a bottle of champagne afterwards with the cheese and kisses. But she's still not there.
Now, other people are walking in at the moment, and that's Brad Johnson, one of the host broadcast on the ground reporters.
The game will be started at the Gold Coast, Kozer, before we sing this song.
Do you know what? That is a consideration for the broadcasters because of the fact that it's all been timed, and it's like, okay, we're going to be out by now, we'll do pre-match. So somewhere along the line, they'll be waiting, obviously, for this to happen as well. This is unprecedented scene. So Brad's got his...
This is going to be the talking point, Kozer, of the game.
It will be.
And his career.
Brad Scott has now, after a decade at Arden Street, has organised for...
He's walking out now, Kozer. I reckon he's embarrassed now.
Well...
It's embarrassing.
It's probably too late to pull the pin. You've got to see this through.
You've got to see it through now. You can't go half. He's now walking outside the room and back into the... roadway that is at the back of the rooms here at Marvel Stadium, and he's now walking across the roadway.
This is the circus.
He's walking across the
this
roadway.
This is not good. This is not good radio for our listeners. Just tell them, Kozer, why we're just stalling here.
Well, if I knew that it was going to be this long, we could have gone to a break.
I could have done the stats.
Could have done the stats as well.
Steamatic standouts, not Mrs. Scott.
I tell you, start going through for Kurzweil. Start going through a couple of stats, and one of the key stats is here we go. He's come back in, but he's come back in solo. So he is without whoever it is, and unless it is George Clooney, Donald Trump.
Game finished 7 minutes ago.
So we're now waiting. He's now sought counsel from Ben Brown's wife to say, did you happen to have seen the cheese and kisses on the way down?
He's taken his coach's lanyard off and said, oh, don't tell me he's got to give that to get the missus in. Oh. You're kidding me. I reckon the security have stopped her and said you can't go.
He's given it to Heath O'Loughlin.
He has.
He's not going to sing the song now. Darren, we'll come back to you, Darren Parkin, in a moment. Kent Kingsley for Kurzweil.
Actually.
Three locations, North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove, equipment repair and services. The Kurzweil stats, off you go, Kent.
Well, pretty even stats-wise between the teams. Western Bulldogs, 377 possessions to North Melbourne, 383. Contested possessions, 135 to 131. Marks, 94 to Western Bulldogs, 88 to North Melbourne. Some of the key winners for the Western Bulldogs, Caleb Daniel and Josh Dunkley, both with 29 possessions. Bontempelli was enormous here, 25 possessions, 12 of them contested. Lockie Hunter, 23. Libert, 23. McRae, 22. Johansson, 22. Suckling, 18 after a slow start. For North Melbourne, Sean Higgins led the way with 34 possessions. Cunnington had 29. Goldstein was probably best on ground, probably get the thematic standout for 28 possessions, 57 hitouts. Polak had 21, Mason Wood 22, Chucky Allman 3 goals and 22, that's a good game. Attlee 21, Jed Anderson 18, Pittard 18. On the other end of the scale, a couple of quiet games. Norton only had the 8, Cordy had 8, Tringove just the 7, and for the Kangaroos, Kane Turner just the 11, and Larky who kicked in two important goals at the end. Just
his kids are here now, so
Darren
I think we're
Parker.
In business now.
What? Describe to us what happened.
He's waiting for the kids.
I think it was more about his kids. He's got his kids with him now. And okay. A big cheer broke out amongst the huddle, so we're right to go, I think.
Can't begrudge the kids.
No, not at all.
Now, the kids probably would have been
Someone's screaming
with the wife, and the wife would have known the importance of trying to get there, and maybe the goods lift has struck. But Darren, describe to us what's going on in the rooms and also who we're going to speak to.
Yeah, good crowd. We haven't got confirmation on who we're speaking to just yet. Brad's just wandered off with the kids just to maybe have a little bit of quiet time or reunite them with mum. The players are, I think, going to head straight in for a meeting. I'm not sure what the nature of that would be, whether it's a long or a short or a farewell or what the nature is, but they're heading straight into the meeting room.
Okay, well, we might take a break. We'll come back down to you, Dash, in a moment, but the Kangaroos have finally sung the song. The room is now being cleared. We'll come back with one of the Kangaroos players other side of this break. In the end, 13-12-90, the Dogs couldn't get it done against the Kangaroos, 18-7-115.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.